guess what happens 1 month from today? 1 month from today, August 22nd, will be the launch of Gonzo Capitalism, How to Make Money in an Economy That Hates You. This is my new book. I've been working on it for 3 years. Very excited about it. Thanks to everybody who has pre-ordered it. If you have not done so yet, you can still pre-order. Just go to chrisgillibo.com/gonzo. You can also pre-order directly from Amazon, Audible, Barnes & Noble, your local bookseller. Basically, wherever you buy a book, that's awesome. I really, really appreciate your support. And I think you're going to like the book. It got a lot of interesting stories. So more to come about that. But I want to focus on the podcast as well. New episode every day, as always. Today, we're going to hear from Maya. She joins us from Boston. And Maya has an intriguing combination of skills. She works as a data analyst in the health sector, but she's also got a keen interest in investing. So one of the greatest things you can do in starting your side hustle is to mash up or combine a couple of different talents. So you take some knowledge you have or some experience you have in one area and you combine it with something else. That is just a really smart strategy for so many side hustles, businesses, sometimes entire life changes or transitions. So in Maya's case, she's wondering if she can translate this diverse skill set into her side hustle. How can she leverage the understanding of data with insight into the healthcare profession to help her colleagues make better investment choices? So a lot of different ways you could go with this. We'll try to narrow it down, of course. How to become a financial advisor for the healthcare sector or employees, people in that sector, or otherwise use those skills. That's what it's about. Okay, shout out to our sponsor, Maya's Question and My Answer.
Hey, this is Maya from Boston. So I work as a data analyst in the health sector and have always been really fascinated by investing. Seeing your podcast mentioned in a finance forum made me eager to learn more. I've kind of been toying with the idea of starting a side hustle as a financial advisor, particularly focusing on healthcare professionals like my colleagues, who usually lack the time to fully understand their investments. So given my background in data analytics and the familiarity with healthcare professionals, how can I leverage my skills to succeed in this field?
Maya, thank you for the question. Let's separate this into two parts. So the first part, you know, this phrase financial advisor, I do want to make sure we make a clear decision here. Like, are you trying to become a certified financial planner, for example, or could be called something different, you know, in a different jurisdiction, a different country for our international listeners out there. So if you're trying to do that, that is something that does require a specific license, certification. There's an exam you have to pass, various requirements, continuing education, I'm sure, where you have to basically, you know, pay more money every year to keep that license. So that is one path, right? So if you're going to go down that path, it's important to check those regulations, look through that process. Make sure, of course, first of all, it's what you really want to do, but then there is kind of a defined path, you know, to go down. So that's one thing. But I think, you know, if we just kind of back up a little bit and say, okay, big picture, Maya is a data analyst. She's working in healthcare. You know, speaking of combining those things, you know, she's familiar with healthcare professionals. How can she best serve them? It may not necessarily be through becoming a certified financial planner. It may be something different, right? Most personal finance bloggers or influencers or streamers, people otherwise sharing content, most of them are not, you know, certified planners. They're offering education, they're offering products, courses perhaps, et cetera, but they're not doing it through that perspective of like, I am your quote unquote financial advisor, all right? So I would say let's, you know, define that a little bit more. Know your audience, like who are you trying to serve? What do they most need? What do these healthcare professionals have in terms of unique challenges, pain points, and also what are their financial goals? So whatever you end up doing, you can tailor your services to meet those specific needs. Could be some kind of passive investment plan. It could just be that education, that knowledge, or it might be something that is more hands-on. Okay, so I would say that's the biggest decision you have to make here. What is the direction to go in? And then from there, that gives you a path in terms of, you know, how do you start that service? How do you, you know, define the service? How do we create an offer? How do you try to reach the healthcare professionals? What networks are they using? You know, how do they consume content and so on? I think those are the questions you answer to get to the ultimate answer that you are seeking. Maya, I'm cheering you on. Good luck. I love the combination of skills, as mentioned. Listeners, I'm cheering you on as well. Let me know what's on your mind. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. Or come out on book tour in a month, but I'll say more about that in a different episode. So we'll continue to feature questions, of course, every week, new episode every day, 7 days a week. Thanks for being out there. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.